America has a president, a vice president that don't give a damn about all Americans. They have made that crystal clear. And I mean, at least with Donald Trump, he's transparent about that. J.D. Vance is a total phony. And let me explain why. J.D. Vance rose to some prominence by writing a book about growing up in Appalachia, where there's a whole lot of people who get SNAP. He made millions of dollars on the backs of telling their stories, and then he turned his damn back on those very people who he likes to write about and claim as his own. Here's another thing J.D. Vance claims. He claims to be a person of faith. I know my Bible. And my Bible teaches us that we are to love thy neighbor. That's right. And we are to feed the hungry.
That's right.
Deuteronomy says, if you see a person who is in need, you don't give them a clenched fist, you open up your hand. So for J.D. Vance now to turn around after claiming all these things his whole life and literally go to court to stop hungry people from eating, that is not only phony, it is shameful. And this is who is leading America today. And folks got to wake up and realize the people who are leading in America quite literally want to keep people hungry. And you'll excuse me for getting emotional about it, but when I see hungry people in my state who are hungry because of J.D. Vance's bullshit politics, that makes me angry. And that's why I went to court. And that's why we're funding SHARE. And that's why we're putting dollars back on people's SNAP cards, because that's what the people of Pennsylvania deserve, and America deserves better than J.D. Vance.
Pick a window.
The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful swearing.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
You are listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. It's Jeff. Joining me this week, J.C. Carter.
Hello. Let's hope we get through the whole show this week.
Oh, fingers are crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Tiffany's just got, her kids have come down to visit. That's why we don't have her this week. Unlike last week when she was not feeling well, I guess I can say. So, yeah. Hey, buddy. Long time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Doug and Sarah just dropped by for a visit a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I was doing in between shows, yeah. Mm. They say hello and send their love. I should have invited them on the show, but timing didn't quite work out for that. We'll have to do that again.
Fair.
We haven't had them on the show in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where are we at? So, I don't know. Fuck it. Let's just jump in. Hey, Dick Cheney's dead.
Woohoo!
I mean, I don't know. Is the Grim Reaper working his way up to the top of the chart and hitting a vice president first?
He's a little slow on this. We need a Dick Cheney taken out.
Decades ago.
Like the last heart attack, right? I mean, didn't he have like a heart replacement or a heart valve replacement or something?
No, I think he got his whole heart replaced.
And then he went hunting and shot that guy in the face.
Yep.
And when he was still vice president. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He died due to complications of pneumonia and cardiac arrest and vascular disease. So it took a lot to kill this evil motherfucker.
It's going to take that much for Trump, I tell you. So, yeah.
I mean, he's already had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those pictures?
Pretty clear. Yeah. No, it's pretty clear.
Yeah. The other thing that I'm looking at, and again, it's the internet, so let's all just take a big collective deep breath. But have you seen the new picture they have of that object that's coming into our solar system?
No, I haven't.
You should check your Facebook Messenger right now.
Okay.
Because I'm going to read this just a little bit. But NASA, it says, has officially unveiled a confirmed structure of the interstellar object 31/Atlas, leaving scientists astonished by its ship-like appearance.
Uh-oh.
Initially classified as a comet, the celestial body has now revealed an entirely different shape through the latest high-res imagery from Hubble. Interstellar object situated 277 million miles from Earth, headed our direction and slowing down. And slowing down. What do you think?
Where's the battle? The Battlestar Galactica is coming to us.
It looks like, huh?
Yeah.
I believe the picture on the left. I do not believe the picture on the right. I believe that is an artist's whatever.
It's a CGI rendition of it. But yeah, the picture on the left is interesting. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a big a probe that's going to come talk to the whales. I don't know.
Yeah, we're not out there yet.
Wow.
So yeah, Dick Cheney's dead. Aliens are coming.
Yep.
And Mamdani won New York City mayoral election.
Yay!
And came out swinging.
Oh, yeah.
His victory speech was tasty. So Mamdani, mm-hmm. 34 years old, won the New York City mayor's race. He's Ugandan born. Mm-hmm. He's Muslim, even though I believe his mother is Hindu.
Yeah.
I think. I fucking love this guy. I think he and the fact that he can tie Schumer and Jeffries into knots so that they don't lose their AIPAC money.
Mm-hmm.
And just the charisma that flies off this guy. I mean, he was doing a thing. He rides his bike. He rides public transit.
Yep.
You know, and he was climbing on a bike and somebody screamed at him, "You communist." And he's like, it's pronounced cyclist. I do.
I love Zoran Mamdani. I'm so glad he's mayor of New York. Because what if he can make what he's proposing work in New York, we'll have cities all over the country parroting that.
Well, you say that, but remember that we're the state that solved homelessness and then abandoned it in the next year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm not saying we'll do it. I'm saying the rest of the country will follow suit.
Yeah.
Which, once we have our major cities following certain socialist ideas, like, rent freezes, free public transit, that kind of stuff, people will be more interested in voting for socialist candidates. And it's all because socialism and communism got confused during the Cold War.
Yeah.
And all of us Cold War kids are like, I can't stand any of that shit. We don't even know why we can't stand any of it, because we were just told we hated it our whole lives, you know?
Yeah, I've been
it's
a socialist.
If you like it.
Yeah, I've been a socialist almost 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a democratic socialist.
Yeah.
Not a Soviet socialist.
Not a Soviet socialist. Not a German socialist.
Yeah, it's worth looking up in the goddamn dictionary what the fuck we're talking about when we say democratic socialist. Mm-hmm. When you call the fire department, that's democratic socialism. Mm-hmm. When you call police, that's democratic socialism. You know, I mean, that's what it is. You pay some taxes, you get some service. That's democratic socialism. What our point as democratic socialists has been is that we pay our taxes and we don't get back what we want from it, because all of it seems to go to the fucking military industrial complex. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think we're talking about it this week, but fucking Elon Musk just talked Tesla into a $1 trillion pay package. And the thing is Tesla doesn't make any fucking money. Every bit of profitability they have is based on governmental contracts and payouts from the government.
Right.
So he's going to become a trillionaire with my fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
As a democratic socialist, I find that offensive. That's how this works.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It is just, we got to stop calling him the world's richest guy and start calling him the world's greediest guy.
Yeah, it's really what he is. He may be wealthy, but it's through underhanded doings. I remember when everybody called him a genius, and it turned out, no, he basically was just a guy who knew how to fund something that he thought would, and push enough money into it until it becomes a thing.
He's a con man.
Because Tesla kept failing over and over again, if you remember, in the early days, until he finally got a Roadster that worked. But he was not going to give up on it, which I can admire that, but at the same time, yeah.
Well, and it's what he does is he takes over other people's projects, runs off the founders, you know, and then bleeds it dry. You know, he didn't invent fucking PayPal.
No.
He just bought it, and he bought it with daddy's dirty fucking blood money. That's how it works. Yep. He was, and I apologize for using the phrase, but I'm attaching it like a staple to the forehead of Elon Musk. He was an illegal alien for a long, long time. And it was funny when he was doing some sort of an interview with his brother on stage. His brother's like, yeah, we were illegal. And he's like, no, don't say that. He's like, what? We were simply illegal, Elon. Didn't you know that? About the only thing that I could say about Tuesday's election was no matter how big a piece of shit Andrew Cuomo is, when his supporters booed Mamdani, he said, hey, now, let's not do that. You know, I don't respect the man, but at least he had the wherewithal to tell his people to shut the fuck up.
Well, I mean, that goes back to the Cuomo we saw during COVID. You know, the guy was fighting like hell to get people to take this disease seriously and everything.
Except for the old people he murdered in the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that too. But no, I mean, there was a part side of Cuomo that I was like, I respect, and there was a side of Cuomo I was like, yeah, probably lead a... get him out of public life altogether.
Yep. But he won, and we won New Jersey, the governorship of New Jersey, and the governorship of Virginia. And even though Virginia was sort of a given, because Virginia, when they vote for governor in the off year, have always, for decades, voted for the party that's not currently sitting in the White House.
Right.
On this one, though, the margin was so huge that it does show a mandate, even though she was expected to win. She was only expected to win by a couple of points, and instead I think she blew him out by 13, 14 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they also vote for lieutenant governor separately, so it's not a ticket kind of thing there. Yeah. And the lieutenant governor won, the Democrat won lieutenant governor. And then the AG also was won by a Democrat. And the AG had this Trump-supported candidate in there. That was more telling than anything. The fact that there was a Trump-supported candidate that didn't win.
To a certain degree, but what I'll give you on that one is, as far as Virginia goes, people that work in D.C. live in Virginia and Maryland. If they don't live in town, and they're all out of work because Doge fired a bunch of them, and then the shutdown fired a bunch of them, and now they're sitting around going, you know what, fuck Republicans, and they voted the hell out of Democrats.
Yep.
You know?
They did.
So for a couple of these states, Jersey's just amazing, and I applaud her to no end, you know, but... even though I've had some friends of mine that are city planners who think that Mamdani's a little ahead of himself, mostly on the city-run grocery store idea, which I love because I've lived in a food desert before when I was in Denver.
Yeah.
You know, there was a bodega just up the street. That was the only place I could buy food without having a car or taking your groceries on the bus. So he wants to do that. I applaud him. I'd like to see how it works out. I hope it does. I really do.
I think that one, there are a couple of them that he's going to need. He needs the New York State legislature and governor to increase taxes on the wealthy so he can actually have the money to pay for that stuff.
The governor of New York, that lady whose name I can never remember, who took over mm-hmm. for Cuomo.
Yeah.
When we ran him off, she's already said she's not on board with a 2% tax increase.
Right. So some of this stuff he's going to be able to pull off because it's within the purview of the city to do it. Other stuff he's going to be in for a fight to get the tax money he needs to make it happen.
Well, there's 8 million people in fucking New York City, and if she wants mm-hmm. to be governor again, she's going to have to change her fucking attitude.
Yep.
I mean, that's really what it comes down
true.
To. That's absolutely true. Because right now she's taken over the fucking centrist Democrat position of, oh my God, these progressives frighten me. I don't like young people. Yeah.
This shit just makes me crazy. I mean, we've been fighting for progressives to be, you know, progressive ideals and progressives to be in charge for decades now. And we're finally seeing some of it come to fruition. But I mean, Bernie's now too old to be a president or do anything, you know, and it's like, God damn it. We needed Bernie in his, you know, at his prime. But the centrists are the problem in our party. That's really the big problem.
Especially the old ones.
Yep.
You know, you can have a fucking conversation with a centrist Democrat that's in their 30s or 40s right now, even up into their 50s. But these ones mm-hmm. that are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s that are still holding on to office, the fact that Nancy Pelosi's like, I'm not going to run again, but if I did, I'd win. Fuck you, Nancy. Jesus Christ, you're 88 years old.
The only reason you're dropping out, Nancy, is you can't win because you're too old for the job and your constituents are starting to see it.
Yep.
I was just about to bring up, oh, and at least Pelosi's stepping down finally after all this time.
But she went out with a chip on her shoulder?
Yep.
I mean, that's it. Look, I love Joe Biden. We know this. I think Joe Biden is an exceptional mm-hmm. fucking human being. At no point should he have tried to run for a second term. Mm-hmm. Not that whole, oh, he did shitty at the debate, he should have turned it over then. No, he should have turned it over more than a year before and let Kamala off the fucking chain and just let her mm-hmm. fucking run. And he didn't.
Yeah.
And that's why we're going through what we're going through right now. Now, it's all Merrick Garland's fault, but Merrick Garland is Joe Biden's fault. I see why he did what he did, but he should have fired him at some point.
There was a lot of, let's go back to the way things used to be when that was impossible to do so.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, I know these people in Congress. I'm going to work with them. We're going to get this stuff passed as real laws instead of just making them signing statements.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get it done because it has changed, Joe. You don't know how much it's changed. Because you were vice president when it got really at its absolute worst, when the Republican Party became lockstep against anything Democrat.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how it is. All right. Mm-hmm. So the Washington Commanders, who used to be the Washington Native American slur.
Yes.
Are building a new stadium. It's going to cost them $3.7 billion.
Good Lord.
And Trump would like them to name it after him. Now, I happen to know that stadiums make the team's money by selling the naming rights.
Mm-hmm.
I also happen to know that the construction company that tore down the East Wing is already getting ready to sue for not getting paid.
Of course they are.
Of course. It's Trump. So, yeah, a senior White House source said there have been back channel communications with members of the mm-hmm. commander's ownership group led by Josh Harris to express Trump's desire to have the domed stadium in the nation's capital bear his name.
And Trump, you actually have to donate money. You have to, you know, having your name on it is supposed to be something that brings you money. Because it's brand recognition, that kind of thing. You don't just get to have your name on it because you're the president.
Yeah. I mean, it rolls downhill, but Fuck. Name it after me. Shut up. Good Lord. What are they going to do? Cover it in gold leaf? Have you seen? I mean, I know we've seen the interior of the Oval Office, but somebody on six pieces of printer paper, mm-hmm.
printer
at least
paper.
It was
yeah.
color, used a script font to write the yep. Oval Office and then scotch taped it outside the door to the Oval Office.
Yes.
What the fuck? Is he that lost?
Mm-hmm. He's that far gone that he's not going to notice that it's a bunch of paper taped up there right away.
Yeah.
He probably asked for a sign, a gold sign, a solid gold sign above it. Not gold plated, solid gold. He wanted it up above the door to say the Oval Office, and they're like, well, just print it out on a piece of paper, and they might have even shown him the logo ID. He's like, yeah, put that up right now. So he's printed out and taped it up.
So let like, me, yeah.
Don't even bother to place the order for the solid gold piece. Just leave that up there.
I would blame it on him, but all the letters were in order, so I don't think it was him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got two more to go, and we're coming up on the break, so let me burn through them real fast. CNN host Abby Phillip on Friday went after Donald Trump for telling reporters that his administration has done a great job in reducing food costs and that the press and Biden are to blame for the current price rising?
I'm sorry, how's the press responsible for that?
Yeah, exactly. Because they won't blindly, well, some of them will, but they don't blindly just print everything he says.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, Abby Phillips said, if you look at affordability, which they campaigned on, they lied. Because they talked about, oh, prices are up. No, prices are down under the Trump administration, and they're down substantially, said Trump. No, they're not.
They're not.
I just tried to buy coffee creamer the other day. It was $11. It used to be yeah. $6.
Yeah.
I the shitty fucking coffee that I'm drinking right now, which used to be, you know, $10 to $12 per canister, is $22 now.
Mm-hmm.
$22 for Uban? Are you fucking kidding me? It's garbage Robusto. Blech.
Yeah.
Ugh, so frustrating.
Yeah. It's yeah. We hit the Costco yesterday to do we were doing a big run. And honestly, I remember when it cost me half of what I paid. And that wasn't even 20 years ago. It used yeah. to cost what I bought should have cost me half of what I paid. And I'm like, I can't believe I just shilled out $400 on groceries today.
Yeah.
I mean, insane. Yeah, it's Costco. I'm buying in bulk, but that doesn't mean shit. That was supposed to be savings, not me going broke buying groceries. Ugh. And honestly, I don't know where to go. There's a co-op or something like that over in Glendale that's supposed to be really inexpensive. I haven't gone in there yet.
Yeah.
And we've got the Lucky's up the road from us that is usually a really good price, but
a little sketchy.
Yeah.
A little sketchy.
Yeah.
I've gone to that Lucky's. I know which one you're talking about over on 33rd.
Yeah, I don't mind the sketchy part. I just mind, you know, I just want to get good prices, but they don't always have what I want, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, their butcher shop gives me the willies.
Oh, I've rarely bought meat from them because it's like, that's not a good cut. That's not a good cut. That's not a good cut.
Yeah. All right, I got one little thing mm-hmm. I'm going to make an editorial comment on, and then we're going to go to the break.
Mm-hmm.
But for those of you on the left that are taking a big old shit on Ketanji Brown Jackson, Justice Brown Jackson, okay,
mm-hmm.
let me explain to you what happened. It went to the First Circuit. The First Circuit court said, release Snap. The Trump administration appealed. The First Circuit said, release Snap now.
Right.
And so they did an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court, which Justice Brown Jackson is currently, I don't know if there's a hyphen there or not. I don't see it. Is it just Jackson or is it Brown? I don't know. So
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no hyphen.
So what she did was allow the temporary halting of the snap so that she could kick it back down to the first circuit court, because mm-hmm. the first circuit court has already twice ruled that it needs to happen. And she, in my humble opinion, is worried that if it does get heard by the entire Supreme Court, they're going to go with Trump. So what right. she did was shoot it back to the First Circuit, so the First Circuit can now go ahead and start slamming its foot on the floor.
Well, and the other side of it is that they appealed to the Supreme Court. They actually bypassed the appellate court.
Yep.
For their appeal. So it sounds like they knew the appellate court would not hear it. And so they immediately went to the Supreme Court. So she's smart to say, no. It goes back. We're just start over. It goes back to the First Circuit. So, yeah, the pause seems weird, you know. But apart from that, it's like they're saying you have to release the funds. And, you know, Trump can blame it on her all he wants, but it's his own fucking fault he hasn't released the funds yet. That's all. The fact that he has to be bullied by the courts into doing it tells you everything you need to know about it.
Well, the
it.
Fact that he fucking sued so he didn't have to tells you everything yeah. you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So,
well, yeah, because there is a law in place that says, no, you have to pay SNAP funds if we go more than a month in a shutdown.
Yep.
And they wrote that into law. He's trying to sue against a law that was written in that's written in place by Congress. No, fucker. You pay the fucking SNAP funds.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. When we get back on the other side, we're going to do some sports news.
Woohoo.
Kinda. Not really. It's still a little, but not much.
Yeah.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, at Tinseltown, we remember Ralph Sineski and Diane Ladd. When will Wonder Man be released on Disney Plus? Will there be a Star Trek 4 that isn't about whales?
I love the whales, though.
What's next for Sir Patrick Stewart after Avengers Doomsday?
Maybe he'll come to my house. We can play Jenga.
We watch Dark Winds, Boston Blue, Great British Baking Show, For All Mankind, Witcher, and Battlestar Galactica.
Fuck.
Comics. What is Inky Pen?
What is Inky Pen?
That's what she asked.
What happened to the My Little Pony comics? What's next for Zdarsky at Marvel?
That's going to be expensive.
Review Planet She-Hulk number 1, Artemis, Hail Mary, 3 hours, 9 months, 27 years, and Clean Room Immaculate Conception volume 1.
Creepy and good.
All that and Lego Star Trek. Face Threat, True Believers. It's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays at thecomicbookpodcast.com and almost anywhere you can find podcasts, including Spotify. We're sorry.
Yeah, lately I've been wondering what my parents did to fight off boredom before the internet. I mean, I asked my 19 brothers and sisters, but they don't seem to know. I was going to come back and just jump right into the news, but what I'd like to do first is invite folks that haven't done it yet to join us over on Patreon. Patreon.com/defendmedia. Every week that we record, we do special content over there for our Patreon family. It's very inexpensive. It's how we pay for our hosting. If someday we manage to migrate this to a good host, this is how we'll have to pay for it. So if you guys can help us out and pop over there, $5-$10, doesn't matter. You get access to everything we do. We do it for The Left Show. We do it for the world's greatest comic book podcast. We do it for I Told You So.
Yes.
So there's content over there. So if you guys wanted to join us, that would be great. In addition, I wrote a book last year. It's Monday in America. I still have copies available. I will autograph whatever I send out. If you go to mondayinamerica.com, purchase yourself a copy, you'll have it in your hands inside of about a week. So unless you're in another country, and then it takes a couple extra days. But I have to admit that one of the books that I mailed from Salt Lake City to Salt Lake City, one got to Canada quicker than it got to Salt Lake City.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. Yeah, it was weird because I sent one to one of our listeners up in Canada, and she got it 2 days before another friend who had ordered it but was in town got theirs mailed. It was weird.
Hmm.
So I don't understand what DeJoy is still doing to the goddamn postal service, but it's getting weird.
Shitting on it every chance he gets, from what I can tell.
So gross. So very gross. FIFA. The soccer folks. Football.
Football.
Has announced FIFA. The sporting entity that is as crooked, you know, as can possibly be, FIFA, the soccer folks.
If you thought the IOC in 2002 was corrupt, you haven't met FIFA.
Because FIFA keeps doing it. But FIFA,
they allowed active slavery for the last World Cup to happen
in Qatar,
so stadiums could be built. Yeah.
FIFA has announced the creation of the FIFA Peace Prize, which it plans to award for the first time at the draw for the World Cup, next year's World Cup, on December 5th in Washington, D.C. The award, called the FIFA Peace Prize, will, quote, recognize exceptional actions for peace, end quote. Soccer's governing body said Wednesday, but FIFA President Gianni Infantino, hey, yo, you want to play some soccer? Huh? I just asked you if you want to play some soccer. I got some balls.
I got the balls.
Yep.
You got to pay. You get ready to pay?
Yep. They're basically, what's happening is they've invented this fucking trophy to give to Trump.
Yes.
And Infantino is like, well, maybe we will, maybe we won't. Who the fuck are you? Because in my head, that's how this fucker talks. But he says, December 5th, you'll see. This thing, this blob of flesh post-stroke.
Yep.
Is such an incredible snowflake.
Oh, yeah.
He is so dainty and not dainty, because I know dainty people that are tougher than him. He's just so thin-skinned. He's so delicate that he has to be just treated like a spoiled toddler to get from point A to point B. It's disgusting. But Infantino said on Wednesday, the quote, in an increasingly unsettled and divided world, it's fundamental to recognize the outstanding contributions of those who work hard to end conflicts and bring people together in a spirit of peace. Mm-hmm. And he's going to give it to fucking Trump. Are you shitting me? Gah! Oh, it's hard to love football as much as I do. Knowing that FIFA's running the thing. Now, over on the women's National Women's Soccer League here in the United States, we've had a couple of things. One of the players on the Angels wrote an editorial about how much she hates trans people. At which point, ownership, management, and players all banded together to go, she's full of shit, she's only speaking for herself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the second time that a member of the NWSL has popped up and been all gross and anti-LGBT. And when you consider how many lesbians play soccer in the National Women's Soccer League, you know, remember,
the fact that they called Barbara Branda male, this whoever this was.
Well, I was getting to that.
Elizabeth Eddie, yeah.
Yeah, Barbara Banda, Not male.
Nope.
A very talented soccer player, I might add.
Any more so than that boxer from in the Olympics. Where was she from?
Turkey.
I can't remember now. What?
Turkey, I believe.
I think she was a Turkish boxer somewhere around that area. And she got branded as transgender. And I'm like, oh.
And that was by J.K. fucking Rowling.
Yeah.
One, a Fox News guest called soccer superstar Barbara Branda male.
Mm-hmm.
And banned his team, the Orlando Pride, are like, the fuck you say?
Mm-hmm.
Last week, Elizabeth Eddy, who's on the Angel City Football Club in the NWSL, hasn't played this year because she sucks, wrote an essay saying the trans and intersex athletes should be banned from the league for reasons of alleged safety and fairness. On October 31st, her teammates, team captain Sarah Gordon, vice captain Angela Anderson, condemned her essay, calling it racist and transphobic, and saying that the team does not agree with Eddie and supports any intersex players who are currently playing in the league. Now, on Fox News, host Dana Perino was speaking with the founder of anti-trans clothing company about the issue of intersex athletes in women's soccer. Jennifer Say, CEO and founder of XX-XY Athletics, which is the last time we're going to say that,
mm-hmm.
a company that states that biological sex matters, especially in athletics. Fuck you. It's like 10 people. And says it's committed to defending women and girls' rights to compete on a fair level playing field. What, so you could tie for fifth?
Yeah, no shit.
She went on Fox News November 4th to talk about Eddie's essay and her teammates' response. And while there, she called Barbara Banda, who is a cisgender woman, male. I don't know. You, Jennifer Say, you look a little mannish.
Yeah.
That's a pretty strong jaw. Myself.
Yeah.
What are you hiding? Are you one of those Republicans that's projecting too much?
I think so.
I got $5 says that her husband watches trans porn.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because he likes it more than he likes her.
Yep.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with it. Good for him. Expand your horizons, sport, because I'm looking at your wife and I can see why you're trying to find somewhere quiet to jerk off. Oh, you don't like that? You don't like that, Jennifer? You don't like that I'm calling you ugly? Oh, well. Sucks to be ugly. And I know. We'll just have a little fun. That's what we're going to do. At her expense. So yeah, both the NWSL and the Orlando Pride have issued statements praising Banda, standing with her. They're long statements, so I'm not going to read them. But yeah. Just not everybody, people are from out of town. They look different. You know, take one look at Vladimir Putin. One second look, and you know he's Russian. People look like what they come from, and sometimes their beauty standards are a little different than your beauty standards because you're just some white bread, wonder bread, close-minded, hateful, bigoted piece of shit. You know? And as far as I'm concerned, it is petty jealousy at the fact that Barbara Banda is better looking than you, Jennifer Say. So, of course, you're going to lash out and call her names, you piece of shit. You're garbage people. Garbage people.
Yep, completely.
You know, I probably should have carried over one of the articles from before because we're about to come to the end of this particular block. And both stories that are coming up are like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. So, a new report shows that Twitter is amplifying far-right accounts. No shit, Sherlock. An experiment conducted by the UK's Sky News showed that new Twitter accounts, regardless of political leanings, were more likely to be shown right-wing material.
Yep.
Today, in a Yeah, That About Figures news, a report from Sky News shows that Twitter appears to have an algorithmic bias towards showing users right-wing and extreme content. Now, we still have a Twitter account for this show. I handed it off to Jason several years ago. I spend very little time thinking about it. He reached out this week and was like, sorry, I got us banned. To which I'm like, oh, holy shit, we still have that account? He's like, yeah, I bait the Utah conservatives with it on a constant basis. And anyway, the tweet that got us banned had over 28,000 impressions.
Nice.
And I'm like, why haven't I figured out how to monetize this yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
that. That alone should be getting a sponsorship for the show.
I got to go take a look at it, but I got to log back in. I do. I popped over to Twitter on accident not too long ago and was just, yeesh.
Yeah. You know?
But I did figure out that I believe Jason is responsible for the death threats I've been getting.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Because everybody assumes I'm writing it, which is fine.
Yep.
I'll take the heat for it. I'm the one that set up the account. But yeah, it's the death threats have
Is your email address attached to it? That's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah, the death threats have been ticking up since Charlie Kirk. To which I just like to, I had nothing to do with that. Like, we barely bring him up.
I was nowhere near Utah County the day Charlie Kirk got shot.
Oh, shit, I was in Utah County. Uh-oh. I didn't do it, right? I didn't do it.
As far as I know, you didn't do it.
Yeah, I didn't do it. I don't have a rifle that cool that it can disappear and reappear in a bush. Did you notice that? They're like, yeah, the rifle that he had is not the kind that breaks down. You didn't see him with it when he climbed off the building.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow it ended up in a bush wrapped in a shirt that I don't know. I'm having a hard time believing anything the right wing says about anything at any point anymore.
Nope.
You know?
You know, when they brought up the whole gay roommate lover thing and it turned out to be bullshit, I'm like, that's it. I'm done listening to you fuckers on this one.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is. It's just bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of bullshit. I don't know, man. Of course they are. Of course they are. Of course they're cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Elon Musk, who is also thin-skinned, got his feelings hurt by his kid he treats like shit.
Yep.
And now this is just his direction. Because the main purchasers of electric cars are fucking lefty liberal dipshits like me. You know, I wanted a Tesla until he became who he really is. Now I want a Chevy Volt.
Well, it's funny to see here in Utah to see so many Cybertrucks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did you get a discount? Because usually guys who drive trucks in this state are, you know, they have money, sure, but they're also very Republican. So I'm like, who the fuck's driving the Cybertrucks?
I saw one with an equality sticker on it the other day. It had
It
had the equal sticker on the left, and it had the inclusive trans flag or the inclusive pride flag on the right. And I was like, you are confused, or you ordered this before it all went down.
Exactly.
But I like
and maybe,
look at those
and maybe
and
ordered it
one?
Sight unseen too, because those are ugly fucking vehicles. Yeah.
That somebody did a comparison between that and like a second grader drawing a truck. And it looks just like the second grader's drawing.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know. I didn't draw trucks. I drew spaceships. And all of my spaceships, for the most part, looked like the fiery phoenix from Battle of the Planets.
Yes.
Because if I were to get a spaceship that took me to a bigger spaceship, that's the spaceship I would get. That's all. You ever?
We apparently need one to get up to that spaceship that's coming our way.
Just to give them a heads up. Dudes. Yeah. I don't know if our TV has got to you yet. This is a bad time to visit. Shitter's clogged.
Yep. Shitter's clogged. Go home.
Oh, boy.
You don't want to be here.
Yeah. And then it turns out that the Department of Justice, as it were, now ironically named, has been firing judges with backgrounds in immigrant defense. Kira Lillen, who was hired in 2023, was presiding in a courtroom in Concord, California in July when she paused the hearing of an immigrant seeking asylum to read an email. I told them that we were not going to have a hearing because I had just been fired. They asked me if I was joking. Adam Petit was hired as an immigration judge in 2023 after a career in immigration defense, was sitting on the bench in her courtroom. Oh, Anam, not Adam. Read in English, Belle. In her courtroom in Virginia's Annandale Immigration Court in September, it was her two-year anniversary in the position, and she was between hearings when she got her email.
Fired over email.
Yep. My voice was shaking, my hands were shaking, my mind was racing, and I gave the decision, and I dismissed everyone without mentioning anything, she said. One decision that day was to deny asylum, and the other was a partial denial, each for a different member of a family, she recalled. Tanya Nemmer was hired as a judge with the Cleveland Immigration Court in 2023. She had about 30 or 40 immigrants, a DHS attorney, and a staff in her court in February. She had just finished explaining rights and responsibilities to the group when her door opened and her manager asked her to come with him. She was later escorted out of the building, saying, quote, I didn't know at all why I was being fired at the time, and I kept asking, and no one had a reason.
Because there's no good reason.
Yep. These dismissals have come as the administration has ramped up mass deportations of those without legal status and sometimes pointed to judges as obstacles in that effort. Well, they're doing their job. It's called due process. It's in the Constitution.
Yep.
I got something at the food bank the other day. It was iced coffee, Stoke.
Oh, yeah?
Stoke iced coffee, and it's decaf. So that I, an old person, can drink it in the afternoon without worrying that I'll be up all night. And the kids were teasing me a minute ago about it because they're like, decaf? And I'm like, look, guys, I used to drink coffee until bedtime. And I could sleep just fine. Now I have a sip of caffeine after noon, and it is in me until 4 in the morning. I cannot sleep. It sucks. I'm like, you know, aging sucks. Approach it slowly.
Yes.
I thought I was approaching it slowly, but it feels like it caught up to me rather quick.
Mine came screeching up behind me and slammed right into me, and I didn't even realize it.
Yep. All right.
I was like, well, shit.
Yeah. Because it's climbing stairs, man.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a little break. When we get back down, we're going to talk about the shutdown, and then we're going to wrap this thing up nice and tidy.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does, including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the shows. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com. D-E-F-E-N.
Reason you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
I almost want to pitch Patreon again and then do it again at the end because I over-vamped earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the segments are running long. For those of you that are a little ADHD and are upset about that, I apologize. I'll work on it next week. After last week, I have more to say because I didn't get to use all of my words.
We didn't get to say everything.
Nope. And a couple of those, I got to go back and take a look at. Oh, that's what we can do. All right, fine. Let's burn through this.
Okay.
Teachers working without pay in U.S. military schools during the shutdown have received debt letters telling them they owe money to the government.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. They should get an IOU is what they should be getting.
Something like that, yeah. Yep, it's... The debt letters outlining that personnel have been overpaid by various amounts ranging from several hundred dollars to more than $1,000, according to the letters viewed by CNN. The letters sent by the Defense Finance and Accounting Service told employees they have 70 days from the date of the letter to pay the debts. On Thursday, the Department of Defense Education Agency, DUDEA, told employees that the letters were sent out in error due to a glitch that will be corrected once the government reopens. I don't know.
If I got the debt letter that said I owed X amount, I would then add up what I have been not gotten in salary for the last month and send that back to him and say, looks like the debt's paid in full.
Yeah, that would be all right, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Yep. No, it's just another fucked up thing from this fucked up administration.
Yep.
You know, the DUDEA system has 161 schools at home and abroad in the U.S. military installations. According to the agency's website, that teaches more than 60,000 students. As of 2022, there were more than 11,000 full-time personnel with DUDEA. Trump administration has ensured active members of the military are being paid through the shutdown, but at the same time, their spouses and their teachers are getting these letters saying, you owe us money, send it. DOD's like, no, or whatever it is now, DOW, whatever, fuck them. I'm not calling it that. Same thing as Twitter.
It's still DOD.
Yep.
Yep, it's still DOD.
You guys can call it whatever you want, but...
Department of War is a nickname they've claimed because everything, all their official stuff still says Department of Defense.
Well, it has to because only Congress can change their name.
Yeah, exactly.
And Congress is busy pretending they can't hear Trump screaming about ending the filibuster because some of those senators will not say anything because they're chicken shit, but they're trying to do what they can.
Yep.
Too little, too late, but they're trying.
They're trying. They also don't want to end the filibuster because they know they're not going to, they won't hold the Senate forever. So once they don't have once they're in the minority, they won't be able to stop anything from getting, they won't be able to use a filibuster to stop things from getting passed.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Well, it's not, I mean, the filibuster's not going to go away. The rule that says you have to have 60 to break one.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They turned it into a memo as opposed to having somebody stand on the floor and make a mess.
Yeah.
So Democrats came out the other day in the form of Chuck Schumer and said, how about this? You don't have to negotiate with us. We just extend the current ACA, Affordable Care Act subsidies for a year.
There you go.
A year. We let the midterms decide. What do you guys say about that? Republicans said, fuck you, die.
Of course they did.
You know, and what's the meme that I saw is it's a picture of Mike Johnson that says that we'll go ahead and give you back your food as soon as you let us cut your health care.
Yep.
So Democrats offered, yeah, on Friday to end the government shutdown in exchange for a one-year extension of health care tax credits and a plan to continue broader talks. A proposal that was swiftly rejected by Republicans, who grew increasingly frustrated with their colleagues over the course of the day. Schumer laid out the proposal on the Senate floor in the afternoon. He said Democrats would back a bill to quickly reopen the government if it included the one-year extension for the ACA tax cut credits to bring down the cost of health insurance premiums for 40 million people. GOP senators rejected the offer out of hand. John Thune, majority leader, told CBS News that it was a non-starter and, quote, didn't even get close, end quote. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, called it terrible and political terrorism.
Oh, my stars.
Political terrorism.
Yep.
Make,
that's,
keep, whatever, healthcare affordable for tens of millions of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're asking, is a one-year wait so we could talk it out. And Republicans are like, you know how hard it was to pass taking that away?
Yeah.
We've been doing that for 15 years. They finally got it.
We had to get that taken away. You don't get to have it back. Yeah.
Yep.
And here's the thing. Whatever, even if they did capitulate and vote, if either side capitulated and voted for this, this CR was scheduled to end after Thanksgiving. So they'd be right back voting on it again. Right after Thanksgiving.
Yep. And then you add the fact that with the current budget bill, you've got Republicans trying to stick a national abortion ban in it right now.
Yep. Which is never going to pass. Yeah.
Yep. Not yet. We'll have to see how much of the election gets stolen next year.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm not much of a conspiracy theory guy. You know, I got some attitudes on the Chupacabra and Bigfoot. But other than that, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. But more and more, I am convinced that the last presidential election was absolutely stolen through computer malfeasance.
I'm convinced it happened in battleground states.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Laura Loomer.
Trump all but admitted it by saying, you know, if Elon didn't, you know, Elon understood those computers so well, he's why we won. It's like, uh-oh.
Elon said it too. Donnie?
Yeah.
Elon's like, I'm the reason he's in office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Go fuck yourself.
Yep.
Laura Loomer, the conspiracy theorist and right-wing influencer who has cozied up to Trump, is now credentialed to cover the Pentagon. She's an angry mommy blogger.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a Pentagon press pass now.
She gets a Pentagon press pass. Nobody else does because she agreed. I'll only print what you want me to print. I'm like, they're going to want you to, they'll want you to print whatever you write, Laura, because you're a fucking angry mommy blogger. Apart from wanting the Epstein files released, you don't really have much going for you there.
Yep. Very annoying. And then, well, last for this week, and then we got a couple from last week we're going to talk about that we didn't get to. Mm-hmm. Olivia Rodrigo, who asked us to vote not too long ago when Biden was in office, had one of her songs used by the Department of Homeland Security. The song American Bitch was used in the background of a video where the United States was showcasing deportations, advocating for self-deportation for undocumented immigrants as part of Trump's ongoing crusade. Olivia Rodrigo made it clear she was not aligned with their agenda, writing in the Instagram comments, "Don't ever use my songs to promote your racist, hateful propaganda." In response, a spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security, who probably helped commit the copyright violation, told the Mirror US, quote, "America is grateful all the time for our federal law enforcement officers who keep us safe. We suggest Ms. Rodrigo thank them for their service, not belittle their sacrifice." The government spokesperson seemed to use a reference to Olivia's own music in the song, which is the same as in the video. The musician sings all the time, I'm grateful all the time. I'm sexy and I'm kind. I'm pretty when I cry. Oh, all the time. I'm grateful all the time. So he had a little laugh there. Had a little joke.
Hmm.
America is grateful all the time, he said. So
whatever.
She's pissed.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Yep. I mean, I'm not her target demographic.
No.
You know? yeah. She looks young enough that her clothing makes me uncomfortable. How's that?
That works.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh, oh, oh. Boy, I'd love to see that on a 45-year-old woman. So, Utah. These are those two Utah articles we were talking about last week that we didn't get to.
Oh, yeah.
So, 6 years ago, five, 6 years ago, after the 2010... oh, my God, I've lost the word. Census.
Census, yes.
States redistrict based on the count of the census for how many people live, because we have to even up everything for a certain number of people in each congressional district.
Right.
Now, Utah had passed a voter referendum via voting on they wanted an independent commission to draw the new maps in 2010.
Yes.
Utah went, no, we know better. You're not elected. You're a stupid head. You're a pee-pee fingers. Mm-hmm. So they drew a gerrymandered map. They got sued basically by some very lovely folks from the League of Women Voters and some other folks. And a judge was like, okay, Utah voters passed the referendum to use an independent committee. Republicans didn't use the independent committee because even though they have a supermajority, they still feel like they need to cheat to win, which I think is true.
Absolutely
I think it's absolutely true. So she's like, redraw the maps and do it now. You've got a month. Go. Everybody went apeshit on the Republican side. Like, we got away with cheating. How come we're in trouble now? And
why won't you let us cheat?
Yeah. So they drew up some new maps that were all fucking gerrymandered. And everybody got pissed.
Their independent commission was like your days on KSL. There were like six Republicans on this commission and two Democrats. Yeah.
Yep.
Fair and balanced. Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, one thing leads to another. And so the Republicans are like, well, we'll do our own citizens initiative to overturn the previous citizens initiative.
Yes.
And so last week, on last Saturday, they were supposed to be holding meetings all over the state. None in Salt Lake City, where all of the people that are getting absolutely waffle stomped, live. They were out in the thing. So I was going to go to the one up here in Eagle Mountain, you know, that fine liberal stronghold.
Yep.
And remember Eagle Mountain? Remember Eagle Mountain? That's where the mayor was getting in trouble. So he got on a parasail?
Yeah.
And shot himself while in the air.
Yes.
Remember that?
I remember that.
That's one of the places that they went. I mean, lunacy.
Yep.
Lunacy. Shit. I saw
Meanwhile in California,
yeah,
they did a citizens referendum and passed a law that said they can gerrymander for Democrats.
They're like, go for it. And it passed 60-something percent. 68%.
And now all the Republicans who like gerrymandering, like the ones in Utah, like the ones in Texas, are like, hey, we're the ones who cheat, not you guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now the 2018 citizen-approved redistricting law is at the center of the lawsuit. So they were going to do the meetings. Instead, they canceled the meetings, and they're going to put their own referendum out to see if voters will repeal Prop 4 so that they don't have to do it.
Right.
They were paying $40 an hour to get signature gatherers to get their shit on the ballot. 40.
$40
an hour.
But they can't raise minimum wage in this state. No,
no,
way.
No, of course not. So that's happening. And then Utah officially banned its 19th book from all public schools, making a significant move in the growing trend of school library book restrictions by adding the young adult novel 13 Reasons Why by Jay Asher to its statewide no read list. Now, if you don't know 13 Reasons Why, it is a book about teen suicide. It is not a book that is pro-teen suicide. What it does is it takes a very serious look at 13 reasons why teenagers are unaliving themselves.
Right.
It is a powerful fucking book. It is a mm-hmm. it is a hard read. But what it does is it opens up the discussions and takes away the taboo of being depressed, so that kids that read it will know that they can talk to some people about what they're going through. You know, go ahead.
And that their problem isn't unique to them.
No, it's pretty widespread.
Yeah, it's ubiquitous. You are not alone, which means you can gain support. You can get support for what you're going through instead of feeling like nobody will ever listen to you, nobody will ever believe you, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, over the last few months, you know, I've had a bit of a problem with ideation. Nothing serious, I don't think. But, you know, there's that little voice in your head that's like, you know
what?
You're
still talking.
Yeah.
You're still here talking, so.
Or am I? Ooh.
Oh.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's that fucking voice in your head. I mean, the voices in my head are assholes.
Mm-hmm.
I fall asleep at night listening to podcasts because if I fall asleep in a quiet room, all I do is talk shit about myself the whole time. And it's been worse as finances have gotten worse, as my inability to secure a loan to get out of trouble has gotten worse and all of that.
Yeah.
Suicidal ideation gets really fucking loud sometimes. Now, I just ignore it. Whereas I know I should be seeking, you know, mental health help for it, but I can't afford it. So what are you going
to
do?
I was going to say, you have to be able to afford that.
Yeah, which I cannot.
Yeah.
So instead, I just ignore myself. It's working so far. But this was a good book. Now, I've had arguments about this book with other people where they're like, oh, it's aggrandizing. And I'm like, it's really not. It's really, really not. And so Utah, bless you. You fucking idiots. It just, Utah's had a problem with teen suicide for decades, and they're just not doing anything about it but making it worse. Mm-hmm. So, with that said, we are at the end of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. We're going to run and do Patreon now. Patreon.com/DFN Media, D-E-F-E-N Media. Every week that we record, we do special content over there. We'd really appreciate you joining us. It's how we pay for hosting, and hopefully one of these days it'll help us pay for migration. In the meantime, if you need anything, reach out. TheLeftShow.com is always available for what you need. You can hit me up on Facebook. If you guys could get out there and maybe do some new reviews. A lot of you have reviewed us. It's just been a few years. Can you think to yourself, well, I've already done it. You can do it more than once. But that would really help us out as we are pushing for a period of growth to where I don't have to ask you guys. I don't have to beg you guys to join Patreon. I can just tell you to do it for fun. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much, JC. Tiffany, looking forward to seeing you next week. Thanks, you guys, for listening. We're going over to Patreon now. Let's all do what the British lady says.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/DFN Media. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.